Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is it important to celebrate our history and traditions? Let's go in depth with Tyler Christian with the Tracy Festival. Tyler, what was growing up in Tracy like?
It was probably like most any small town at the time. It was, you know, bike gangs of young kids going to the store or going to the ball field to throw baseball or hit a ball around. Lots of things to do for young kids in a small town. You know, you don't have to worry about traffic, so we all rode bikes and went to each other's house with no supervision. Just kids kind of running the town growing up and finding things to do on their own, whether that was at the park or in front of the store eating candy or, you know, walking around making forts in the timber and building your own trails to do things on.
Yeah, I remember days like that, too, where we had smaller creeks and then a larger creek, but not really the Des Moines River. But you were right there. Did you kids ever go into the river and the creek swimming and stuff like that?
Yeah, we definitely did. Down by the Christian Reformed Church, there's a creek that feeds into Cedar and then eventually to the Des Moines River. And I think that was kind of the hangout for a lot of us, just playing in the mud, fishing, seining for crawdads and that type of thing.
It was a very special time, and a lot of that's getting away for us, except for some of the people that still live in the smaller towns. They can have that kind of life where when I was a kid, our chores were done, we could go, and we might not be back till dinner.
Yes.
Yep. And so that's a way of life worth celebrating and sharing, and you've been doing the Tracy Festival for a few years now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is the third year of kind of the revitalization of the festival. It had been ongoing since the centennial celebration in 1975. So we wanted to bring that back a few years ago to, you know, because that's kind of the culmination of summer and just to celebrate the town and the small town heritage and give the kids and families something to do.
Mm-hmm. And so when is it?
So this year we've actually moved it up 1 month, hopefully to avoid some of the weather issues that we've experienced the last couple years. So this year's Tracy Festival will begin on August 23rd and run through the 25th, with the majority of the activities being on Saturday, August 24th.
Okay. And so can you touch on a few of the highlights?
Yeah, so we're going to start the day off on Saturday with a pancake breakfast from 7 to 10, hosted by the Christian Reformed Church. There'll be a car show at 10 o'clock. And then majority of the day, we'll have a kid zone, and they'll have all kinds of games, free and paid games, inflatables, a mini golf course, as well as a lot of the favorites from last year, like the kitty tractor pull, bring your own bullfrog race, and then the old time games like sack races and egg on a spoon. And eventually, the day will kind of top off with three bands starting at 3:30 and going till 10 p.m. That would be the Zelmer Brothers, Lucas Beebe, and the Robbie Michael Band.
Okay, and so some, if not all, local bands?
Yeah, the Zelmer Brothers are from Bussey, and Lucas Beebe is a Tracy resident.
Okay.
And the Robbie Michael Band is from the Des Moines area, and we have had them at previous festivals.
So they must be popular, all of them.
Yes, very much. We're excited to have those three.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Christian about the Tracy Festival. Certainly some credit to be spread around about this festival. Do you mind mentioning some of the support you're getting? You know, maybe some of the people that are the main drivers behind it, so we can give them some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely a community event, so it's not possible without the community supporting us through volunteerism or through donations throughout the year, both individuals and businesses. The Tracy Festival Committee itself is my wife and I, and Kristen and Eric McCombs, Curtis and Ashley Carlson, Nick and Sarah Wickart, Carrie and Doug Veenstra, Lori Gordon, and Christy and Lang Haynes. So, you know, that committee, we can't do it all without the support of others, so we appreciate the community members who come out and do our bingo night and movie nights and that type of thing to allow us to have things like bands and inflatables. But we also have businesses locally that support us. The McKay Group, R.E. Allen Trucking, Great Southern Bank, Two Rivers Co-op, Smith's, Pella Regional Health, Falvey Lumber, State Bank of Bussey. Those are just a few of those. We have lots of others that have donated items to our silent auction, which will be new this year. And then individuals who have also donated items to our silent auction, just as another fundraiser and something to do through the day.
Why is the Tracy Festival important?
Just so we don't lose that sense of community and don't lose that small town value of having that face-to-face, one-on-one experience. Personally, I think it's just a good opportunity for people to get outside. You know, there's so much technology anymore that we get lost in that and forget that there's a lot of fun activities that we can do outside. And that's why we like to bring back some of these traditional games that they were doing at festivals 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that we don't do very much anymore, and the kids don't have that experience.
Right.
So what's the kids' reaction to this?
The kids' reaction is very positive. I mean, the bulk of what we have going on throughout the day is geared towards the kids, although we do have activities for all ages. But, you know, they talk about it for, you know, we're hearing of things from the first year we revitalized the festival, but also you hear of their parents that coming to the festival and talking about things they did 15, 20 years ago at the festival in the 90s. So.
Do you recall what the height of population was of Tracy?
Probably between 100 and 200. I don't recall an exact number, but I don't think it's really changed a whole lot over the years. Last year we had a lot of like 20 different facts on signs posted throughout the 5K route, and I recall going back through some old history books and the centennial book, and the population really didn't change a lot from the 1800s into the 2000s.
It's a beautiful place, especially as you go up the hill and overlook the river. I think if you haven't, people haven't, you know, in the area been up and seen the river from up, you know, just past the cemetery, I think that's just remarkable.
It is. It's Tracy and Bell Fountain are two very beautiful towns, both on hills. Obviously, that's a byproduct of having Cedar Creek and the Des Moines River nearby, kind of being up on the bluffs of those tributaries. You know, Bell Fountain, that's a big part of our community. The Bell Fountain Cemetery Aid will be serving desserts in the afternoon from 2 to 4. And, you know, you talk about that view of the river. All of our event will be held up at the Ball Diamond and the fire station / community center, which presents a great view of the Cedar Creek, Des Moines River bottom to the south and east. And one really neat thing that we had last year and again this year will be some aerial photographs from a drone photographer that are kind of aerial shots of the town. But one that I remember from last year was the water tower with the river and the floodplain in the background. It was such a neat photo. So that was definitely a popular item last year, and we'll have that again this year, as well as many other great items in our silent auction.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Christian about the Tracy Festival. Well, and there's some people that that come that probably haven't seen each other in 20, 30, 40 years maybe.
Yes, definitely. You know, whether that's people my age who haven't seen each other since high school, but we grew up together playing football in someone's backyard, or my parents and grandparents' age that, you know, someone from Oskaloosa or Sigourney that's from the Tracy area and attended festivals many years back. And it's just a good opportunity to bring all those folks together.
And for those of us that don't have that tie to Tracy, we're still welcome.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we're trying to get the word out about the festival, because you know, we've got a lot of things for kids to do. We're going to have a panel of old timers kind of talking about their experiences that they had growing up in Tracy. So, you know, folks that are my age all the way through grandparents' age.
You're a young timer, though.
I am. But we'll have folks that are my grandparents' age, you know, in their 80s and close to 90 years old, and talk about what it was like growing up in Tracy in their generation and how that compares to ours. And so we're looking forward to that. That's something new for the year.
And from past years, do you have a favorite memory or something that happened that you'd like to share?
My favorite memory is probably the parade, which we don't have a parade. We haven't been able to kind of pull that off. I think that's many people's favorite memory. We get a lot of requests to have a parade, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to tackle that. So we're doing a tractor and car show again this year to kind of bring in a lot of those favorite memories. You know, a lot of people like to see those old cars and tractors. So we will have a car show again this year, as we did last year.
People love the car shows.
They do. And
tractors.
Yep. There's still time to get registered for the car show, 5K. Any volunteering opportunities, please look us up on Facebook and Instagram and get registered, or reach out to a committee member that I named.
And so that was the big day. Can you sort of sum it up? You've got Friday, Sunday, got a couple things going on, and then share some highlights, would you?
Yes, absolutely. So the festival kicks off on Friday, August 23rd, with a movie in the park. If you didn't get a chance to sign up for the 5K, we'll have that available, as well as t-shirt pickup for anyone who purchased those. And then Saturday is the main event, and we've got a few new things this year. One being a craft and vendor show that will be outdoors. We'll also have a Mr. Legs contest. That's an event or a contest from previous festivals that we also got a lot of requests for. So we're bringing that back, see who in town has the best legs out of the gentlemen. And then we'll have a dunk tank. So, you know, Saturday's definitely our big day, but the silent auction, we've got BB Construction donated two tickets to Luke Combs' concert, so that's a big ticket item that we're hoping a lot of people turn out for. And then the weekend will wrap up on Sunday, August 25th, with a community church service. That'll be outside again. We'll leave the stage set up in the Tracy United Methodist Church and the Tracy Christian Reformed Church partner to have a community service, and they will be hosting the Alice Gospel Band with a potluck following.
And people love gospel.
They sure do. I think they're at the State Fair, and then we'll be headed to the Tracy Festival.
Any last thoughts to share?
We just welcome anyone, whether you have any history with Tracy or not, anyone from the community, Marion, Mahaska, or surrounding counties, please join us. We've got a pancake breakfast, kids games, fun contests for people of all ages, and then a relaxing evening with three great bands.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.